Hi, this is Christian Schwartz. You're listening to Type Radio, and now we're talking.
If you had a chance to do something else, what would you do?
I don't know what else I could do. I sort of fell into type design by default. I went to school planning to be just a graphic designer, and my parents discouraged me from being a type designer because It's funny, they weren't concerned that I could make a living, but they were concerned that I'd get really bored.
Okay.
So...
And what was that based on?
It's repetitive, and it's doing a lot of the same steps the same way.
But then your parents were aware of what type design...
Yeah, my dad is an animator, so my earliest memory of letters is... doing drawings when I was about 3 or 4, and he had all this leftover dry transfer lettering,
yeah. The
Letraset and chart pack stuff, and so he gave some of it to me to play with. So I would do all these drawings and then carefully label what everything was. And my kerning wasn't very good because
you
was
still have
four,
like
but,
your parents have examples of that.
I'm sure they have it somewhere. Mm. My mom doesn't throw anything away like that.
Yeah.
Like any mom.
My parents' house
is framed?
Full of... No. Yeah. But, there's... My parents' house is slowly filling up with the detritus of having 3 kids who make stuff. So they've got magazines that I've sent them.
And, the Schwartz Museum.
And sort of. My middle brother's an architect, so they have all of his models from school.
Oh.
Wow.
And... the cats have damaged some of them, but it's all still there. And my youngest brother is still in school, and he's thought about being a sculptor and thought about being an illustrator, and so he's done a lot of different stuff. And so there's all his stuff, too. So, I don't think my parents could ever move, because I don't know how they would collect all this stuff. Into a way that could be moved.
So, but to go back, you went to college to study graphic design.
Yeah.
And then
I got the job at Meta Design, and I also interned at Font Bureau for a summer while I was in school. And it was funny. I just kind of called one day and said, "Do you take interns?" And they said, "Yeah, sure. Why don't you come down next week and show us some stuff?" And then I didn't hear back, and I got another job, and then they called and said, "Could you come on Wednesday?" And I said, "Well, I have to finish this other job, and I have to find an apartment, and but maybe in 2 weeks." And so I did 5 weeks there after my freshman year. So it was really scary,
yeah.
Living in a really bad part of Boston, because it was all I could afford. And commuting to a really nice part of Boston, but being on my own, really, without college and without sort of any
friends and
safety net or friends or anything. But it was a really good experience. And after that, I kind of knew that
this is
I probably wouldn't be a graphic designer. I might do some of that on the side, it was sort of figured out for me.
What is the most beautiful word in any language?
I really like the word pantalones in Spanish. Okay. And I don't know why. It just has a good kind of... It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. But that's because of the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not because I have any special affinity for pants.
Well, you don't know.
But it just sounds really good.
Is there someone you really hate?
Yeah. All those people in positions of power in the U.S. who want to make it so I can't get married, just to kind of energize their base and easy scapegoat.
Does money? Does it? Well,
you're looking very puzzled.
No.
Well, you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're sort of wondering now.
Oh, yeah. I live with my boyfriend, and we're domestic partnered in the city of New York. So our relationship's legally recognized there. But if we go anywhere else, it's not recognized. So, like, if one of us had to go to the hospital, the other might not be able to go along and that sort of thing. So
you should move to Holland.
So yeah. Or England.
Or Spain.
Spain. Okay. Or yeah, my mom was telling me, why don't you guys just elope in Spain?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be recognized if we came back to the U.S.
Oh, that's true.
And Dave's Spanish is a lot better than mine.
Okay.
So.
But California.
But I guess I could learn quickly.
Didn't California take on a law about?
Well, it passed, but then the governor vetoed it.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Schwartz did, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. In California, his rationale was, well, we shouldn't let the legislature decide. It should be decided by the courts. But then the opponents in Massachusetts say it shouldn't be decided by the courts. It has to be decided by legislation and public opinion. So, yeah.
Okay.
Will it change?
That's the U.S. right now.
It will change, though, don't you think?
Yeah,
with
I mean,
a change of government?
I think it'll change eventually. I mean, it's no different from interracial marriage being outlawed in the 50s.
Right.
So that changed.
It's in that category, actually.
Yeah, you really can't go back. And no. I think that the government really wants to go back to this sort of idealized time that didn't really exist, if mm-hmm. you think about it.
The good old 50s. And
yeah, this romanticized notion of the 50s.
And mom was in the kitchen, and dad went to work every
day.
Everybody
had clear gender roles and clear nuclear families, and yeah.
Does money make the world go around?
Yeah, it does.
Are you sad about that?
It seems like it would be a waste of energy to be sad about that, because you can't change it.
Are you competitive?
Yes and no. It's more that I'm never entirely satisfied with my own work, and I always think that I can push myself to do a little bit better. But I think I'm more cooperative than competitive. I like working with other people. I like working with like Eric Spiekermann and with Paul Barnes, and I enjoy collaborating, because chances are, when you work with somebody else and you have two sets of ideas coming together, you'll come up with something better than somebody's going to come up with alone. So, yeah, I prefer to be collaborative than competing with other people.
Are you competitive within your relationship?
No, not really. We do very different things.
Okay. So you're not in the same field, so you wouldn't
Not at all. I would never want to be in a relationship with another designer, I think. Especially a type designer, because that would just be too weird.
Can you sing?
Did you go to the karaoke party in New York?
No, we saw photos.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't hear anything.
So you can infer from that. Did I look convincing?
I don't know. I can't recall. I know I saw you in the pictures, but I don't know if I thought, well, that guy can sing.
Would you like to sing
a song?
It's too early in the morning for that. Sorry.
We'll get back to you. Do you vote?
I do. And I was a little disappointed that I was out of town this year for the mayoral primary, and also for borough president. Local politics is kind of fun. Mm.
Do you collect?
Yeah, I do.
What do you collect?
More books than I know what to do with. I'm going to have to get a new shelf soon, because they're spilling out, and magazines, and I like to have an archive before my work has been used, so I can sort of pour through it and see what people are doing with it, and
do you use
what
that
I should take into account next time.
Use that information to
Your coming. Yeah, because I mean, it's all well and good to do a typeface that I like, and that's kind of easier in some ways and harder in some ways, because if there's not a real direct criteria, I have a hard time solving the problem. So if I can figure out specific sort of niches. That's why I like doing custom work, because there's something to sort of push against and work around and work with, and clients are fun. I just did a project over the summer where the client kept telling me to make the type more weird, and I'd never had a client do that before, and it made it a lot more fun than just, you know, drawing a four-weight slab serif family with italics.
So this was for The Guardian?
No, that was for a magazine in New York.
Oh, we want to talk about The Guardian, but we'll give it in a few minutes.
It's hard to do that without Paul here. Type Radio Newsletter.